These are the news headlines from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headlines news items from January 23, 1918. I'm Larry Drayfall. News of the end of the Fuelless Mondays coming to a close on February 15th was a banner announcement, but the loss of wages made the announcement less appealing. Local factory whistles were a shock to many after being silent for days. There was less silence in the statistics that indicated that the closing of factories in Elgin would save about 105 tons of coal, the equivalent of about 2 carloads. The loss in wages would total $13,000 per lost workday. That means about $52,000 for the period of planned holidays and about $495 per ton in lost wages. Elgin lost production will result in about $140,000 of lost productivity. Coal shortages were less apparent in Elgin today. Only 15 emergency appeals had been made to A.L. Metzler, the local fuel administrator. Calls now complain of overcharges for delivered coal. A ton of the soft coal from southern Illinois was delivered to Elgin is $10 a ton. Pricing of the coal product will vary among dealers as a result of individual business operating costs. Some savings will result from the customer providing the team to make deliveries. Mr. Metzl urged the dealers to consider waiving the delivery fee for exceptionally poor customers. He also notified the dealers not to supply churches until all the residential deliveries had been made. Stores may be delivered to as long as no residential customer is disadvantaged. The Third Rail Company will head into receivership without help. The Aurora, Elgin, and Chicago Railway notified city officials that with the current tariff on its services, it would be forced into receivership by March 1st. The company has asked for, in a petition, an increase in their rates beginning May 1st be vacated in order to increase the fares sooner. Officials indicate the income to the company currently is inadequate to cover both operating costs and corporate expenses. There needs to be some humor to offset a crisis at hand. That humor is offered by Elgin garage man George Adams, who is burning wood in his business rather than using coal in the crisis. Seems the last load of coal to Adams' garage needed an axe to evacuate the full load of the wagon, and the coal deliverymen then carelessly tossed the axe into the coal wagon. So Adams was about to split some firewood, but there was no axe. Fortunately, Adams found another axe head around the building, and he tarried to town to purchase a handle for the axe. However, there was a problem. No stores were open on the Fuelless Monday to make the purchase. These were the stories that made news in Elgin 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin History Museum for more at 360 Park Street, Elgin.